Welcome to Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph.
Téléphone.
Le téléphone, telephone ou bien the phone. I'm on the phone, je suis au téléphone. The cell phone, le téléphone cellulaire ou le portable. The cell phone. Aux États-Unis, vous entendrez souvent a call. You have a call, you have a phone call.
A phone call.
Vous avez un appel téléphonique. You have a call. Give us a call. Call me. Appelez-moi. Donnez-moi un coup de fil. Give me a call. To call, appeler. Vous allez entendre une conversation téléphonique dans laquelle les interlocuteurs parlent de certains pays. Dans l'exemple qui suit, vous entendrez Khalid dire « I come from Cairo ».
« My name is Khalid. I come from Cairo. »
« Cairo is the capital of Egypt. » « Je viens du Caire. Le Caire est la capitale de l'Égypte. » Vous allez entendre des questions. Elle commence toujours par le verbe suivi du sujet. Is Memphis in Florida?
Is Memphis in Florida?
Formule toute simple pour le verbe être. Pour poser une question, vous inversez tout simplement l'ordre, le verbe venant avant le sujet.
Is Max from Florida?
Is Max from Florida? Max est-il de la Floride? Écoutez la conversation téléphonique qui suit.
Now it's time for a phone call. Hello.
Hello. My name is Khalid. I come from Cairo.
You come from Egypt?
That's right. I come from Egypt. Cairo is the capital of Egypt. I have a question for Mr. Harris.
Yes, what is it?
You come from Florida. Is Memphis in Florida?
No, it's not. It's in Tennessee.
Oh, okay. I have another question.
Yes?
Is Max from Florida?
No, he isn't. He's from California.
California?
That's right. He's from California.
Oh, thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Vous avez entendu des questions qui commencent par is, le verbe être à la troisième personne du présent. Is Memphis in Florida? Encore une fois, le verbe avant le sujet. Commencez votre question avec le verbe is Memphis in Florida, qui vient de Memphis is in Florida. Is Max from San Francisco? No, he isn't. He, pronom personnel masculin pour Max dans ce cas. Les réponses à ces questions sont en général très simples, yes, it is, ou bien no, it isn't, contraction de no, it is not. Vous avez entendu le pronom it, qui se réfère à des choses ou à des endroits. Par exemple, what is it? Qu'est-ce que c'est? It, dans la phrase, I have a question for Mr. Harris. What is it?
I have a question for Mr. Harris.
Yes, what is it?
Quelle est-elle? It remplace question. À la question, is Memphis in Tennessee? On entend la réponse, no, it isn't. It remplace Memphis, ce qui fait que les phrases en anglais sont souvent courtes. Écoutons un dialogue entre deux personnes qui se présentent l'une à l'autre dans un avion en route pour New York.
Hi, my name is Walter, Walter Kennedy.
Hello, my name is Michael, Michael Davis.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Are you from New York?
No, I'm not.
Where are you from?
I'm from Arizona.
Cette fois-ci, je vais vous demander « Are you from Senegal ?» Cette question commence par le verbe « are ».« Are » conjugaison du verbe « être ».« You » est le sujet « tu » ou « vous ».« Are you » êtes-vous ? « Es-tu ? » ?« Are you from Senegal ?» Vous allez répondre, si vous n'êtes pas du Sénégal, « No, I'm not ». Contraction de « I am not ».« I'm from Guinea ». Allez-y, répétez. Are you from Congo? No, I'm not. I'm from Angola. Are you from Benin? No, I'm not. I'm from Nigeria. Are you from Ghana? No, I'm not. I'm from Ivory Coast. Écoutez et répétez.
Are you from New York?
No, I'm not.
Where are you from?
I'm from Arizona.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. English USA vous présente African Voices in Conversation, des conversations en anglais qui ont attrait à la vie quotidienne au Sénégal. Nous avons rencontré Métou à la boucherie et elle n'était pas une cliente facile avec le boucher. Avec la vendeuse de poissons aussi, ce ne sera pas facile. Nous allons écouter la conversation. Vous répondrez par vrai ou faux, true or false, à ces énoncés. 1. Métou préfère les dorades au capitaine. 2. La vendeuse n'est pas contente de l'attitude de sa cliente. Puis vous répondrez aux trois questions suivantes. 1. Qu'est-ce qu'un capitaine pour Métou? 2. Combien Métou paie-t-elle pour les dorades? 3. Comment sont les poissons, selon la vendeuse? Puis vous répéterez des expressions que vous pouvez utiliser dans vos marchandages. On verra aussi comment dire « soit »,« soit » ou en anglais « either » or.
Come and buy fresh fish for everyone. Cheap and easy to cook.
Good morning. I hope you have good fish today, because the one you sold me yesterday was not good at all.
Me? Selling bad fish? I only sell the best fresh fish.
Sure you do. How much for this set of three?
This is a special fish.
Special? What makes it special? Is it from the moon or from the sky?
This is a capitaine. You can fry it, boil it, or grill it.
A capitaine? I can't afford that. I thought a captain was an officer in the army, not a fish.
This fish is an officer in the sea. Either you buy something or you leave.
How much are these dorades? I hope they're not as special as the capitaine. I'll take them for 3,000 francs.
Mashallah, I can't even get that price for them at the wholesaler.
Oh, it's getting late and I still have to cook a great meal for my husband.
If you want him to be proud of you, you'll buy him a good fish.
I think I'll take the other fish.
The capitaine? That would be the right choice.
Sorry, but I prefer the dorade to your expensive officer.
Fine, just pay 4,000 francs and leave the rest.
That's all I have. Come on. I'm one of your best customers.
Oh, me too. Always complaining. Okay, give me whatever you have, but I have no change.
How come you never have change?
Nous avons entendu Métou et la vendeuse de poissons. L'énoncé 1 est vrai. Métou préfère les dorades au capitaine. L'énoncé 2 est vrai. La vendeuse n'est pas contente de l'attitude de sa cliente. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Qu'est-ce qu'un capitaine pour Métou? Pour elle, un capitaine est un officier de l'armée. 2. Combien Métou paie-t-elle pour les dorades? 3000 francs. 3. Comment sont les poissons, selon la vendeuse? Ils sont frais. Répétons cette phrase.
Either you buy something or you leave.
Nous avons utilisé l'expression either or pour exprimer une option, pour dire soit, soit. Nous pouvons dire, sur ce modèle, either you eat or you drink. Either you fry it or you boil it. Either you call me
or you send me a message. Nous avons aussi entendu Metou marchander avec la vendeuse de poissons. Écoutez les expressions qu'elles ont utilisées. How much for this set of three? I can't afford that. I'll take them for 3,000 francs. Vous aussi, vous pouvez les utiliser dans vos marchandages. Par exemple, how much for these shoes? This plane ticket is too expensive. Nous avons entendu la vendeuse de poissons et sa cliente. Vous avez répondu à des questions et entendu comment marchander. Vous avez vu comment exprimer une option avec soit, soit ou either or en anglais et les expressions utilisées dans un marché. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Dans cette leçon, Martin Lerner va rencontrer plusieurs personnes dans un bar ou dans un restaurant. Ils vont apprendre à se connaître à l'aide de miettes de conversation, c'est-à-dire en parlant à bâton rompu de tout et de rien. Vous allez donc apprendre à entrer en conversation avec une ou plusieurs personnes et à vous présenter sans façon. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph. Aujourd'hui, vous entendrez comment on fait connaissance avec toutes sortes de gens dans n'importe quelle situation. Vous apprendrez des différentes façons de vous présenter et vous allez pouvoir vous présenter vous-même. Voilà Martin qui s'apprête à rencontrer des gens dans un bar. Écoutez bien.
Hey, Martin, over here.
Hello.
Hi, Rick James, remember? We met this morning in the barbershop.
Oh, of course. How are you?
Great. Come meet some of my friends.
Thanks.
Do you like your room?
It's wonderful, and I like your aunt. She's very interesting.
She is interesting, isn't she? Here we are. Listen, everybody. This is Martin. Sit here, Martin. Introduce yourselves. I'll get something to drink.
Hi, I'm Gloria. What was your name again?
Martin.
This is Jackson.
Hi, how are you doing? Okay, thanks.
Here's your drink. Have you met everyone?
No, not everyone.
It's noisy, isn't it? Hey, Tony, how's the family? Are they back from their trip?
Yes, they came yesterday.
Did they like it?
They loved it.
Tony's mother and father went to Italy to see relatives. Is it hot enough for you?
Not yet. I like it much hotter. It's good for business.
Tony has boats at the lake.
What do you mean?
He has boats for rent. You know, people go to the lake on weekends and holidays.
Oh, I see.
People don't rent boats in cool weather. Have you met Lady Macbeth?
Pardon me?
Have you met Lady Macbeth?
I don't think so.
Good. Excuse me.
Yes?
Martin, this is Lady Macbeth.
I'm very happy to meet you, Lady Macbeth.
Oh, don't be formal. Call me Beth.
Is that short for Macbeth?
No, it's my real name. What was your name again?
Martin.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Dans la vie courante, quelqu'un vous présente si vous rencontrez des gens pour la première fois, mais vous pouvez facilement aussi vous présenter vous-même. Par exemple, Hello, I'm Michel Joseph. Who are you? Et vous pouvez répondre, Hello, I'm Sidi Omar. Ou bien,
Hi, I'm Rick James.
Hello, I'm Tony.
What's your name?
Hello, and welcome to Anglais Télé. Bienvenue à Anglais Télé. C'est Michel Joseph.
Non, Michel Joseph, quand même. Et Roger Muntou.
We're both here. Nous sommes tous les deux là. What's wrong with me today?
Yeah, exactly. What's wrong with you today?
I think I'm tired.
I think you had a long day.
All right. But we are here to describe the present, to make it more understandable for you. Le présent, l'action dans le présent, l'action qui est en cours, an action which is ongoing, a progressive action. Mm. Can you add anything to that, Roger?
Well, yeah, a progressive action, meaning pretty much the way the word says it, the progressive action, the action that's in progress.
In progress.
Meaning that it started, but hasn't ended yet.
It has not ended. And for this, we need to use the verb to be, which all of us know in English.
To be.
It's a basic. Le verbe être, to be.
To be, yeah.
And we have to conjugate that verb and then add the action verb. Mm. And what do we add at the end?
We add an ing.
Ing.
And which also some people, a friend of mine, you never said an ing, always say ing.
I-N-G.
Yeah, he never liked to say ing because it sounds like some kind of foreign language.
And sometimes, actually, when you're speaking, you don't hear ing.
Yeah, exactly. Ing. Yeah. So you said ing to make it easier.
Okay. Yeah. So we're going to warm up.
That's right. Let's warm up now.
Hello, and in fact, Roger, we're not going to warm up alone.
We're not going to warm up alone?
We're going to ask our guests to warm up with us. Let's announce our guests.
Oh, we do have guests today.
A bit of music.
Yes, that's a little music for the guests.
And
Come on.
I think we have ladies.
Ladies night.
Welcome to Anglais Télé. Bienvenue. We're going to welcome our guest, Halima Touré.
Halima Touré.
Mariam Gaba from Bamako.
Mariam Gaba.
And Awa Traoré.
Awa Traoré.
My gosh, we're blessed.
We're blessed with Mali today.
They are from Mali. Everyone is from Mali.
Yep.
Ladies, let's hear from you. Hi.
Hi. Hi.
We're really happy to have you.
Happy.
Welcome to our studio.
Yeah.
And I can hear some birds in the background. That's kind of nice. We're going to talk about the present. The present that is progressing. So I think we're going to talk to one guest at a time.
Yeah, that'd be much easier.
So, Roger, what about welcoming Mariam Gaba,
Mariam Gaba,
who is secretary of the English Club in Bamako? Is that right, Mariam?
All right. Yes, I'm here.
All right. She is where she is. I'm here. She said, yes,
yes
I'm here.
I'm here. Right.
Now, Mariam, you're going to have to give us an example of what you are doing. So you're going to use a verb in the progressive, I am, and you choose the verb that you are, that
okay.
is.
Okay, I can say that I'm thinking or I am working hard.
Okay, she's working hard.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to ask Halima Touré to give us an example.
Yep.
Of what she's doing right now in the present.
At this moment,
progressive.
Okay, what I'm doing right now, I'm just learning from you.
Very
I'm
good.
Learning.
All right.
That's very good.
She's learning from
learning
us.
And I'm listening, too.
And yes. She's listening. Excellent.
That's true, yes.
Okay. What about you, Awa Traoré?
Awa Traoré, what are you doing right now? Uh-oh, Awa Traoré just fell.
She fell down. She's falling.
She's falling down. Hello, Awa Traoré.
Awa Touré.
Ah, it's Awa Touré. It's not Traoré. Ah, this is Touré. This is not Traoré. Yeah, there is one Awa Traoré. There is also Awa Touré. So this is Awa Touré. So Awa Touré, what are you doing right now?
I'm eating.
She is eating.
Oh,
you, fantastic.
You're eating what? Niébé? What are you eating? What are you eating?
Beans.
Ah,
beans.
That's
delicious.
That's good stuff. Yummy,
really
yummy.
Is.
Yummy, yummy.
Gives a lot of energy.
Yes.
Okay. So, Halima Touré was learning and listening.
Yes.
Mariam Gaba was working.
Mm.
Or thinking.
Thinking.
Thinking and working.
Right.
And Awa Touré is eating.
Eating and falling.
And falling, yes. Right.
And eating and falling. Yep.
Eating and falling.
Yep. Yep.
Maybe we can ask Halima Touré.
Yes.
To ask Mariam Gaba a question about another activity, since both of you are in Bamako. Maybe you should greet each other. Let's listen to how they greet each other. Go ahead.
Okay. Hi, Awa. Hey, Halima. You can say Halima.
Hi, Mariam. How are you?
I'm fine. And you?
Oh, I'm fine, too.
Glad to meet you. You live in Bamako.
The name of your living place?
Doctor.
Where do you live?
Where do you live in Bamako?
I live in Senu. And you?
In Senu. Okay, I was living in Falagan. Not far from Senu, but I'm with my husband in Seba, in the north of Mali.
In Falagi.
What I'm saying?
One lady at a time. Halima Touré, you are explaining to Mariam Gaba. I heard her say, I was living. Okay, that's the past. Let's stick to the present. We will get to the past. Stick to the present.
Okay,
yes.
I understand now. I understand.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Okay, yes. So Halima, speak to Mariam, and then Mariam, listen to her, and then Halima, pause, and let Mariam give you an answer, okay?
Okay.
Go ahead, Halima.
Do you want me to speak to her in present?
In the present, and Mariam, please answer Halima in the present. Progressive.
Okay.
Mariam?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing now?
Now I'm learning my lesson.
What?
I'm learning my lesson because I'm learning my
lesson. You're learning your lesson?
Yes.
Good.
All right, very good. They both did a fantastic job. Now you're going to do the opposite. Mariam, you're going to ask Halima something about what she's doing in the present, an action which is progressive.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Mariam.
Okay. Halima, where are you living in Bamako?
What?
Where are you living in Bamako?
Where I live?
Yes.
I'm not right now in Bamako. I'm living in Sevare.
Oh, Sevare is my old town.
Oh, okay. I understand.
Okay. Do you know Lycée Amadou Ndigo Sevare?
Yes.
That is wonderful. Yes. We really love this dialogue. Let's go for a break and we'll come back with our lady guests from Bamako. Okay. Vous mieux parler l'anglais? Avec Anglais Télé, notre programme interactif télé multimédia.
C'est à votre tour de parler.
It's your turn to talk.
No, it's my turn to talk.
No, it's their turn to talk.
Ben, vous aurez l'occasion d'intervenir en direct et de pratiquer l'anglais.
Avec
Michel
et Roger. Ils répondront à vos questions.
Nous vous aiderons à formuler vos phrases. Consultez aussi notre groupe Facebook Anglais Télé.
Okay, welcome back, ladies of Bamako. We have Halima Touré, Mariam Gaba of the Bamako English Club. I wonder what that's like.
Yeah.
Must be fun. And we have Hawa Touré as well. Now, do any of your ladies, I'm going to ask all of you and then I'll ask one of you to answer. Do you have any difficulties in adding the ing at the end of these verbs? For example, let's see.
Mm-hmm.
If,
So who are you asking? Are you asking
all of them?
Because it
can be tricking. Actually, the sound is the same, so does it really matter? It sounds the same.
Oh, the sound, yes, the same.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So since we're just talking, ladies, we're not going to worry about the spelling.
Mm-hmm.
In the case of writing, yes, there could be some issues with spelling. But since we're talking, all of the progressive verbs sound like ing at the end.
Ing at the end, that's it. Right.
Okay.
That's all they have to remember for now.
But there is a challenge with some words that end with ing. We can confuse them sometimes with the progressive. Some of the words or verbs that end with ing are actually acting as nouns. So, for example, she is gardening is different from I love gardening.
Mm.
So I'm going to ask Halima Touré, do you understand the difference between I am gardening and gardening meaning I'm, you know, working in my garden to grow my food or grow my flowers? So I am gardening. And the difference between I love gardening.
The difference between them.
Yes, because they sound the same, they're written the same, but is it the same thing? I love gardening and I am gardening.
I am gardening is something happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I am gardening in the present.
Yep.
But I love gardening is a sentence. We can say that. I love gardening.
Okay, so in this case,
I am gardening is the present.
Exactly.
I love gardening. It become a noun.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
right, exactly.
Correct. That's
it's being used here as an adjective or as a gerund.
Yeah.
They call it gerund.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask Mariam Gaba, are you drinking tea? That's a question involving the action of drinking. Are you drinking tea as compared to do you love drinking tea? Do you hear the difference?
You are drinking tea, and do you love drinking tea? For me, you are drinking tea is the action.
Exactly.
That's
you
correct.
Are drinking tea, it is the action.
Yep.
Do you love drinking tea? It is the application.
Exactly.
Yep.
So drinking tea, drinking in this case, is a gerund. It's not being used as a verb. It's a description. Very good. So you've got that quite well. And how about you, Hawa Touré? Do you like walking? All right. So I think Hawa Touré is not available. All right. So thank you, Halima Touré and Mariam Gaba.